Today on WUWM, we're concluding our series on youth violence, although our coverage of the problem and its solutions will continue indefinitely. Earlier this week, we held a public forum asking major players in the field to share their thoughts on the causes of youth violence and what might prevent it. Today, we bring you a compressed version of some solutions mentioned.
I think the solution really is education. And I never thought as mayor I'd be doing this, but I go into classrooms and say, "Hi, my name is Tom Barrett. I'm the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, and I'm begging you to stay in school."
And I think that if there were more job opportunities or better ways where the schools could kind of directly help people get jobs, we'll solve a lot of the problems.
It is critical that we emphasize to our young people there is a huge price to pay if you have a criminal record. Then, where we have people who have fallen from grace and they do have the criminal record, you have to give the employer a reason to view you as having something that justifies them giving you the job opportunity. And that's what gives leaders the opportunity to go to employers and say, you have to take a chance on people.
There's a lot of young people that once they decide that's not the life for them and they want to change, they have an interest in their own business. I mean, there could be a lot of car washes. There could be a lot of corner stores that come from these young people, but they're going to need the support, the startup, and all of those type of things. So it's not that we're going to find jobs for all of them, because we never will. But I think we need to be creative and create some opportunities ourselves.
One of the things that I shake my head at is the fact that when kids misbehave in school, what do? We send them out to the streets. What do they do when they hit the streets? They misbehave some more. It's my understanding the Milwaukee Public Schools has been looking at, I believe it's the city of Toledo, where they have in-school suspensions. Now, it's not a panacea, it's not a perfect answer, but the reality is that we need to find ways to keep our kids in school, to interest them in school. We cannot continue to have literally thousands of young people out on the streets every day.
I think we have to go all the way back to when people are a baby. When a baby is growing and is witnessing violence, when they feel that, their brains actually get wired differently. They are wired more on a stress reaction. They will have higher adrenaline, you know, the thing that punches you up, gets you angry, or makes you flee. If we could make every child grow up in a nonviolent home, I would bet that we would have a whole lot less violence in our teenagers.
One of my feelings has always been we as adults need to make sure that we set an example, because they see what happens. They see war. When two countries get into it, what do? They go to war. So our young people are paying attention, and I think we need to be careful as adults when we say one thing, but when they open their eyes and they look, they're seeing something totally different.
There's an understanding in this police department that it needs to earn the trust of the people who live in the city. But it's a two-way street as well. I think that there has to be an understanding from the community that the police are there to maintain safety. So it is a process. And in all the things that we're dealing with here, it's about relationships.
I think it's important that as officers come into communities, there are organizations and people in those communities that already have relationships. And it's important that they let the residents know that a friend is coming, not enemies. And then the second part of that is going to be how they come in. If they come in, you know, hoping to smile and hoping to get to know some of the young people and eventually get a relationship, because these are young people that have a dislike for adults, period.
You find in any city in this country that between 3 and 6 p.m. crime spikes. It is the after-school period of time when kids do these kinds of things. So we do need positive alternatives for all of our youth.
All of these children are ours. And people have to really seek out either volunteer activities or, you know, if they own a business, they have to think about how could I get somebody a job. There's a lot of different ways. They may not be very glamorous ways sometimes, but if people did a little bit, it would improve another person's life.